Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves, and I have a special guest for us today. I'm pretty excited to talk to her about this. I have Cheryl Kreitzer, who has developed a new product and service that is designed for the purebred dog fancy around the world. And this is very, very interesting. I think you guys are going to enjoy listening to what Cheryl has to say. So welcome, Cheryl. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's always nice to talk to other people in the sport. I've watched your posts on Facebook and thought, wow, this is kind of an interesting thing that you do for the sport.
Well, I have a lot of fun with it. So I think that's the important part, right? Enjoy what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. Yeah?
Yeah. If you love it, it doesn't become work.
Exactly. So before we get started talking about your new website, which is called showdogs.org, is that correct?
Yes, it is. showdogswithaz.org.
Excellent. So before we start talking about that, you were just telling me a little bit before, and it was a great story. Tell us how you got started in purebred dogs.
Well, I'm third generation of a Brittany breeding family, and I remember as a little girl going to field trials, actually being drugged to field trials and stuck on the chain gang because I was quite trouble with getting on horses or taking dogs and turning them loose. And I ended up on a chain gang when I was little. And so field trials in Brittany's were not where I was going to go. So I went with my aunt Donna to Cow Palace. She did more obedience with her Goldens. And so I got into showing for other people through 4-H and just handling. I actually became a professional handler before I ever owned a dog.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was allowed for my birthday to buy my collie after I had proven myself within the sport. And he lived 17 and a half years. But as my family started to pass on, I had gone through flat-coated retrievers. I just decided, okay, fine, maybe now is the time to take him back over. When I did the Brittany, I swear my grandfather was rolling in his grave because I went more towards show than field trials.
Right.
I did not want to be near field trials at all. So I did more of the shows and I've built up, and one day a client asked me to show their Brittany at the futurity. Well, you have show and you have field. So I had to drop the dog off at the field afterwards. I ended up chasing down someone's dog on horseback.
Yeah.
And ever since was in the field trial game, and now I'm a licensed field trial judge.
Awesome.
It was in my blood.
See, I'm telling you, I'm a field trial girl, and I don't think there's a whole lot better in the world than dogs and horses and cowboys and cowgirls. I just think it's a great, great sport.
Oh, definitely. And now when my collie passed on, I was going to do another collie, but now I've gotten involved in Shetland sheepdogs and have a great mentor in the sport, and she's amazing.
Awesome.
And it just has brought me full circle. And that's kind of where I'm at with this website and product. It's trying to bring people together. It's a community.
So you have the great Sheltie, and that's what brought you into starting up showdogswithaz.org. So tell us some more about this new resource.
Well, I've got to first say that I love what the kennel clubs do. Across the world, we have the ability to go on AKC, FCI, UKC, whatever their website is, and find the purebred dogs that are in their community, or the breeders, or the people that are involved in the sport and the events. The problem is you have to go looking into those avenues. There's no place where the entire sport can come, get together, and be involved with any event, any kind of product or service, and find things where they can do them in their community or even in their country. And that's the benefit of showdogs.org. It's going to bring the worldwide community of dogs together and support those facilities that the kennel clubs have put together and go one step further into building a community that, while social media, like Facebook, for example, they give you the ability to post things, but then people can also comment. Well, you get good posts and you get bad posts, or you get posts that are in an order of what Facebook wants to show you. It's publicly traded. Some people aren't on there.
Right.
You want to be able to have the ability to get the information you need, quick, simple, and enjoy it.
Nice.
The cattiness is out there. politics, everything that we've got going on. Let's make it friendly. Let's build that community that the PETAs and the people that are outside the group, they want to be a part of it. It's a worldwide community. And that's what this website's going to do.
Well, and I think that is so important, is the ability to reach out to the public, even maybe they're haters, but reach out to them with a good, positive message. And maybe we change minds, but primarily we have a place for us as breeders, owners, exhibitors, judges, juniors, etc., that we're all able to come together. That is my understanding. Is that correct?
Yes, there's something for everyone.
Excellent.
I mean, and if you offer things like artwork, we even have an art gallery.
Nice.
I mean, you can go and get custom artwork of your animals. Photographers can post some of the stuff that they have for the ad graphic. Mm. I mean, it goes way more than just the people that exhibit in the sport. And one of the things that we don't touch on enough is we always put out breeder ads. You can see what the puppies are. You can see what litter announcements are. You can sometimes find stud dogs. There's so many groups on Facebook, and each one of them has a place on this site. But one of the things that I really want to touch on is the owners, because there are no good dogs without good owners.
Right.
And these people are the ones that are breaking their back. They're paying their paycheck. They're going out into the community and putting their dog out there. They are supporting the dog shows and events that these kennel clubs put out. They are really important.
Absolutely. And this offers, again, this is my understanding from what you've shown me, your website is offering places for specifically owners to get together and talk to each other and share great stories, and in more than just a Facebook group sort of situation.
Definitely. We do have a fully translatable chat room, so you can join the main chat, which is across the world. It'll instantly translate. You can talk to anyone about anything. Then there's also the breakdown of it for health clearances, talking to people about breeds. We can add other chat rooms if needed. We also have a forum where if you're not instantly on the chat or you have a different time frame, because this is worldwide,
right,
you can post a question and you can come back the next day and see who answered it or answer questions for other people. On the owner's page, we also have the ability to find mentors. I want my breeders to be able to advertise, but also say if they're willing to mentor people, because a good mentor is how you stay in the sport, how you get further in the sport.
Absolutely.
And the community coming together and going out to lunch with these people. I mean, our kennel club this morning, we only just had breakfast together. We're going to go to the movies tonight. I mean, that's the kind of joining together that is most important for the sport. You don't have to agree on who's the best dog. You don't have to see ads for who the best dog is. That's not what this site is about. It's about bringing people together and feeling that, hey, where do I go to get good dogs?
Right.
Where can I search my health clearances to find out, hey, this dog has hip clearances or studs that are proven? This is what this site is going to do. You can go there and ask a question and it will give you the answer. And if it doesn't have the answer, there's other avenues to talk to people that do have them.
Excellent. Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
Much is that dog in the window?
Okay, crew, I hear it pretty much every day now. I love Pure Dog Talk, and that makes my heart happy because I love doing it. I started hosting Pure Dog Talk as a way to reach out to members of our community with education and resources to enable you to succeed and move forward in your goals and ambitions. And your response has been literally overwhelming. The podcast has been downloaded well over 250,000 times to date. That's incredible. All of this information is free to exhibitors around the world at the touch of a button. But here's the reality check. Money really does make the world go round, guys. So I created a special patrons group. This funding source helps cover the expenses of audio editing and website hosting and technology and like that. Patrons keep Pure Dog Talk's fountain of knowledge flowing freely. And like the NPR of dogdom, our patrons support Pure Dog Talk with monthly gifts. We even offer advertising and sponsorship opportunities that you guys may not have known about. So drop me a note, laura@puredogtalk.com, and I'll let you know how you can help share the love. cool. And so what was kind of your impetus? I mean, this is a major vision, and you told me you've been working on this for years. So what was the impetus? What made you decide to spend an inordinate amount of time and energy to create this pretty amazing resource?
You know, it goes back to years of being a breeder, and you see some breeders will advertise in the newspaper, in Craigslist. It's the only form out there for people to advertise until most recently Facebook. And like I already told you, what was the positive and negative of Facebook, people see it, but people are also able to add their take on it, mm-hmm. which is not always a positive light for the sport mm-hmm. in a public forum like that. But it came down to, we have all of these Labradoodles, all of these mixes being advertised yearly, but they are the only thing people are finding in the newspaper or on Craigslist when they're looking for a dog. Well, what are they going to buy? They're going to buy what's available. Nobody has taken the time to educate them, nor has there been a site where a breeder could go to and say, hey, I know you can go here. You can search by health clearances. You click the ones that are needed in our breed, and the breeders will pop up that do them.
Nice.
So you can go and send your puppy people and say, hey, I don't have puppies, but here's reputable breeders, and here's how to search for them.
Right. And you have provided a spot for breed rescue also, right? Parent Club Rescues?
Yes. The breed rescue page is going to have the rescue directory. It's going to tell you who they are. Now, I'm not talking about just any rescue.
Right.
We're talking about the breed rescue.
Parent Club Rescue.
They're
for
most
each
important
breed.
To the sport. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the benefit to them is they will have a discounted rate for showing their adoptable dog. But they also have free postings for needed transports or fosters needed or donations needed.
Nice.
They have an ability to get in front of the public and say, hey, we need help. Or, hey, look at what we have as far as a dog. So if someone goes there and they're not necessarily looking for the puppy or the adult dog from a breeder, and they just want a good, well-bred dog or one that's been well taken care of, you know, in the recent months, because mm-hmm. you don't know where rescues have come from,
mm-hmm.
they can also search that way.
Right. And one of the things I thought was particularly interesting and important, really, is an emphasis on juniors in one of your pages.
Yes, juniors are the backbone of the sport. And what I mean by that is that they are your next generation. While I didn't like being on the chain gang, if I wasn't pushed into the sport, I wouldn't continue to be in the sport. Now, I made my own way. I decided I was going to do more towards confirmation when I was younger, and now I'm more towards the dual aspect of what my family's always done. But I had a lot of people that came along. Like I said, I was a handler before I was ever an owner. I had a lot of people that couldn't afford the top pros, and they said, hey, you want to take my dog in? I mean, that was building my confidence in the sport, but also this career of, I can go in and take a dog in. I have the confidence to do it. And it actually helped in my social skills outside of the dog business, too. They learn about caring for the animals. They learn about talking to people. The social skills that you get from dog shows is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Particularly for young people learning to interact with adults.
Well, we have so many other things happening in the world today between violence, drugs, all these other things they could get involved in. Let's give them something positive.
Right.
And make them blossom.
Yeah, I think that when you look at so many of the kids that are involved with dogs, whether they're involved with 4-H, whether they're involved just at the AKC level or whatever it is, these are kids inevitably 99.9% of them a step above their peers because they have that independence, that comfort zone with adults, that responsibility, all of those pieces that give you the skills to be a good human.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So this site gives them an ability to brag, because who doesn't like to post your win pictures?
Right.
But also a junior chat room so they can talk to each other. And then they also have the ability to look at all the other pieces in there to say, hey, the handler's posting a handler help wanted ad. I can go work for them for the summer.
Right.
And then they move through the sport, or they can find a mentor or their next dog.
Absolutely. And I think you mentioned something earlier that I want to kind of swing back to. You were talking about advertising. And so I wanted to sort of go to that and give you a chance to talk a little bit about what's going to help pay for all of this information.
Yes, yes. So the site itself is based around classifieds. We're not selling the products. I'm not saying, hey, here's a crate for sale. This is what you pay. And then making someone accountable for sending it to you, shipping it, all of that. What the site is based around is bringing people together. we're going to put the sellers or the breeders or the handlers in front of the public that will purchase the dog or need that dog shown, or the ability to bring everybody together is the basis of this. However, who doesn't like to see pictures of dogs? So there is a slideshow on the front page. I mean, they can be owner handlers, it can be a business, it can be the top dogs in the countries from around the world. That will be on the top of every page. So you will see dogs. It's not going to be just, hey, here's your ad. It's more inclusive than that. So you can take it as far as you want to.
Right. And from what you and I were talking about a little bit earlier off air, you're keeping intentionally your advertising opportunities to folks at a price point that is realistic and designed for the average dog owner and exhibitor.
Yes, yes. The sport is getting higher. I mean, with anything, venues costing more, insurance costing more, travel costing more, everything's going up. I mean, when I first started, entries were $18, right. You know, $15 for puppy.
Right.
Now we're $30. I mean, there's very few people, you know, $30, and we're having more of these five-day clusters.
Right.
So one of my things that I looked at was all the other sites we have. I mean, there's a site for gun dog breeders. You know, it focuses on pointers and setters, but there's no, you know, then herding breeders. You don't have one of those for them. So those people are left out because they can't do anything on gun dog breeders.
Right.
But you look at the subscription rates and what they charge, and I thought, to bring the worldwide community, it's got to be accessible. It's not about money. It's about what I want to do for the sport, which is bring everybody back together, because this social media is tearing us apart politically, you know, all the stuff that's coming on and fake news, who knows what it is, but it's all there. And so bringing it back to it is the core. I mean, you want to, let's just take for an example, a litter announcement. It's going to run for 30 days. It's $5.
Nice. Nice.
I mean, in a newspaper for a week, you're $153.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's keep it simple, because I want more people to use it, because I do want to be one of those resources that any one of us breeders can say, hey, I don't have puppies, but go here. Good
right.
dogs are here, and there's enough of a selection that you can look through everybody. Or stud dogs.
But I loved also the emphasis on mentorship, and you've got the ability to search. I want to find a breeder that has chick dogs that is willing to be a mentor. Click all those boxes,
yes.
Just like you're on the real estate page, and bada bing, bada boom, it gives you what you're looking for.
Yeah, the boxes on the breeder search is pretty in-depth, what we interview our breeders for. What health clearances do they do? Do they work with juniors? Are they a breeder of merit? Do they have chick numbers? And things can be added, too. Please don't think that I'm not always trying to take us to the next level. If you see something that's not on the site and you have a suggestion, in the forum, there's a suggestions forum. Put it on there.
Nice.
I mean, this is all for the community. So if the community has something to say, let's do it.
Excellent. And the other part I thought was the most impressive, mostly because I'm so technologically deficient, and that is, this is what you do for a living. You built this site. You did the code work. This is all your work.
Yes. Now, it's Show Productions LLC and Bite a Gig partnered together, built it from the ground up. It is our baby. It is exactly what we wanted it to be. But like I said, as in anything, it will change with the community. So the community is our foremost. So if you guys have suggestions, let's make it happen.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Well, Cheryl, I appreciate your time. I know we are going to be hearing from you over the course of the next month or so with some ideas popping up in the podcast. So thanks. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. It was fun to be here.
All right, crew, we are back with Allison Foley from the Leading Edge Dog Show Academy. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Excellent. Excellent. And you have some wonderful tips for us this month. And this one I'm pretty excited about because I'm going to be learning along with the listeners. Talk to us about dry shampoo.
Well, dry shampoo is something that maybe it was out there long before I knew about it, but like for the last couple of years, it's something that's become mainstream for women to use in their hair to help create updos. You know how they're always saying like you want to put your hair up or something, you spray a little bit of dry shampoo in it and it gives that texture. It doesn't make your hair look greasy, et cetera, right? So it's become more mainstream. And it is something that I find I can use almost anywhere on any dog, and it really helps with the grooming. So here are some of the ways that I use it. First of all, you can buy dry shampoo at like basically any drugstore pharmacy. I find the ones that are less expensive to be better than the ones that are more expensive because they kind of leave a little bit more of that white residue, which is what helps you kind of get some body and oomph into your dogs. Chris Christensen makes a great one called Dry Breeze, and it's specially formulated for dogs. You can find it at the dog show if you haven't bought some at the pharmacy. And I use that one. I love it as well.
Okay.
So some of the ways I use it are this. First, it is great for just even before you start using other products on a dog, like a golden retriever, a Shetland sheepdog. I love it for any of those double-coated breeds, mm-hmm. Aussies, etc., where just maybe this time of year in the summer, they've dropped a little bit of coat. And so like I'll kind of brush them right out, have them clean. And then I'll literally shake up my dry shampoo and I'll just like spray them all over, especially where they, you know, are lacking a little bit of hair, maybe leg furnishings, belly furnishings, their pants. And I just kind of fill the hair full of dry shampoo. And it just immediately gives you that instant base layer, but it's clean. It's dry shampoo. You don't have to worry about it irritating the skin. You don't have to really worry about washing it out. And it just gives that base layer for chalk or whatever other products to really get in there and stick, right?
Nice.
I use it on poodles. You can buy colored dry shampoos. I basically just always use a normal dry shampoo, but you can use it on poodles and those kind of hairy scissored breeds to give some oomph to the hair. So same way, I'm going to get them washed and dried, combed out, and then I'm just going to blast. You kind of don't even have to be careful with it, right? It's kind of like an organized chaos. You can just spray it everywhere, then comb it out, and it gives extra body to those dogs. So I find it's great. It's also a cleaner, so you don't have to worry about washing it out. But one of the places that I really like it is when you have some of these breeds where you're not really supposed to be using product, right? Where product is kind of more frowned upon. Or even some breeds like, you know, I show a lot of Shetland sheepdogs, and sometimes you get those judges that just don't want to have product in them. They don't want to feel that, it, right? And fair enough. But I find with the dry shampoo, I can go in there, I can put the dry shampoo in them, and it gives that body and that oomph, but you can't feel it. It doesn't feel sticky. And you can keep adding it, right? You can do it when you first start brushing them out. You can layer brush them with it. You can use it as a finishing spray at the end, and you're getting the oomph. You're getting layer after layer of product in there, but it doesn't feel like anything. Same with some of those breeds, like showing wire-haired pointing griffons.
Right. I was just thinking wire-coated breeds and spinonis and stuff like that, and leg furnishings, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I love it on spinonis, wire-haired pointing griffons, breeds like that, that where you can't put even Labradors that, you know, have dropped coat.
Right.
And like product is so frowned upon in those, but you can kind of like slicker up the hair, throw in some dry shampoo, and it gives the oomph, but there's no tacky feeling. There's no stickiness. And the other thing is that it kind of lasts, like even if the next, say you go in and win your class and you're going to go in for winners, even with a quick little slicker up, sometimes you don't have to add more because it kind of rejuvenates itself with a little bit of a slicker. But if you want to add more, it's not going to be instantly sticky, not like a mousse or something that when you use mousse, you have to be careful before you add more, right? Of what's going to happen.
Right.
So I really encourage people, it's inexpensive, whether you buy the Chris Christensen one or one from the pharmacy, but really I haven't found a time or a place where I don't like it. It works really well. And then, you know, if you have to go to a fabulous evening out that night, you can just spray some in your own hair and have a little updo and you're good to go.
I love you. That is so awesome. Allison, thank you so much. I am definitely buying some of this and throwing that in my tack box. And listeners, don't forget your Pure Dog Talk 25 when you check out from a Leading Edge Dog Show Academy course, and we'll give you a 25% discount on us. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the Supers desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.